Well, Stuart, lots to talk about after that one. You deserved more than you got today. There were two great rallies, two great volleys on the Forest goal that just didn't go in.
The way we started the game, I thought we've come out of the traps. I think Liam's in probably in two minds whether to shoot, and he's maybe got to pick out a better pass to pick Stevie May. And I'm thinking, wow, we've started well. And we had a 20-minute period where we controlled the game, we bossed the game. If anything, they were only going to get in by a counter-attack with either McHale's pace or the striker they've got's got pace. And then it made into a bit of a lull, but like you say, you don't sometimes always get what you deserve. And I'm sat here now and I'm just thinking, well, when their goalkeeper's man of the match, that probably just tells you something. We probably just didn't have that little bit of lady luck or that little bit of finesse or that little bit of calmness or that little bit of quality just to pick the spot. But at the end of the day, I'm disappointed. But just shows how far Sheffield Wednesday have come when we're sat here talking and disappointed in a result against probably the potential champions of the championship.
Because for all that they probably had the second 20 minutes of the first half and a little bit of the second, they didn't really create a great deal. So they've had one big moment from which they've scored from.
Well, I think I've gone on record before and said you've got to get right in both boxes. So we've allowed, I think, probably two or three crosses to come in from our right-hand side where we haven't stopped the cross. And if you keep allowing the ball to come in the box, somebody will get on the end of it, as we've seen before, we've done to other teams. And then we just couldn't get that break in. I can't fault the effort and the commitment and the hunger, the desire. The way we moved the ball about at times was fantastic. As daft as it sounds, that was probably our best performance of the season, and we haven't got anything out of the game.
No, yeah. It did seem extraordinary, didn't it? You made changes in the second half, and that bore quite a bit of fruit for you, didn't they? You changed the formation, three up front, etc., and all of a sudden, that's when those big moments happened, and the keeper's pulled off a save you can't quite believe, and Antonio's had a couple of chances blocked, etc.
Yeah, it might be one of them days where if we'd played till Monday, we might not have scored. They were getting bodies behind the ball. They were men. You just need a little bit of a break and a little bit of calmness. But no, in the end, I just decided to go for it. And I think it's probably the most forwards I've ever had in the game. I've got Jack Montgomery in centre and midfield. But the players deserve all the credit. It's a very, very quiet dressing room. Very, very disappointed. But like I said to the players, we're going to have massive highs and massive lows, and it's how we react to this. We're going into the international break now, so I think we've got three lads away on international duty, but no, the players deserve all the credit. If you'd said to me at the start of the season you'd be six games unbeaten run, I would have probably snapped your hand off. But I'm just disappointed that we're not going into the international break with either a draw or possibly a win today.
So what's the progress report then? What do you feel has been a particular success for you in the first few games of the season? What will you be focusing on and working on over the next couple of weeks?
Well, obviously I'm going to have to bring a new centre-half in because Glenn Leuven's will be suspended for the next game because of his five bookings. I just can't work out. I'm thinking about the first three bookings today, and I'm thinking that there's not even a tackle that's gone in.
You see, that disrupted things, didn't it? And a referee got some heat as he was walking off at half-time, and that little 10-minute spell, really scrappy and not necessarily the players doing.
Well, sometimes you get... No, it isn't the players doing, but then sometimes you just get a little bit frustrated because you think them 50-50 decisions aren't going your way. And then at the end of the day, it gives what he sees, so we've just got to accept it. But the only thing that disappointed me was that I think Glenn's received five bookings and I don't think he's put a tackle in yet to get one booking. And so that disappoints me. But going back to your question... We just need to take a lot of positives of what we've done in this first. Now, I think when we start the season, well, we'll start the campaign again in 2 weeks' time. We've got another batch of about seven games, I think, again in 21 days. So we know we can cope with it. The boys have got a lot of belief, a lot of self-belief, and individually and collectively, we look a very, very good side.
Hope came on. How do you assess his first bit of football with Sheffield Wednesday?
Well, I just decided to chase the game and try and get some pace. And I thought he did okay on the left-hand side. I think he's ran at somebody and one is a great free kick. But again, them little small details or that small little margin, we didn't clear that front man because we've got so many bodies in the box. But we're very grateful that Everton have allowed him to come out. He's got out of his comfort zone. He's come from a Premier League club. And he's got Premier League qualities, but he arrived here yesterday, so he probably doesn't know everybody's names. But the pleasing thing is, like I said, we're grateful that Everton have allowed him to come in. And he'll improve and he'll get better with Sheffield Wednesday as well.
When you've spoken to us about him before, he's a player who can play in sort of several different positions. We've also said you were after a forward. Was he that forward you were looking for, or could there potentially be another one between now and 11 on Monday night?
Well, what Hallam can do, he can play on the left, he can play down the middle, and he can play on the right for us. So he's hopefully that talented that he can do it all. We're still looking to strengthen. I've got to really give Hattie some credit today, because I thought for a 25-minute period in the first half, he was unplayable. Mm. And again, he's just got to keep plugging away. We've got to make sure he keeps getting in the box, because when we put the ball in the box, that's where he's going to be judged. He's going to be judged on scoring his goals. He's done a lot of fantastic work out of the box today. But not only Hattie, I thought Giles Coke in midfield dominating, boss of the game. But every one of them deserve credit. But I'm sat here with no points.
How confident are you that you will be able to get a deal or two done, or how many deals do you think you will be able to get done between now and the close of the deadline?
Hopefully we'll get another one over the line. And obviously when that happens, we'll announce it. But I'm plugging away, keep pestering managers to let their players out. So we just have to be a little bit patient. Now, when the window shuts, obviously it'll open again 7 days later, the loan market. So if it happens to be that period, but hopefully we might have something to announce by Monday anyway.
Right. Is there one specific target in mind that's sort of relatively at an advanced stage? Because hope must have been, if you like, or is it still a case of, well, let's wait and see?
It is a case of wait and see, but no, at the end of the day, like I said, they don't tend to drop in place how you want them to do. It's just a case of getting them over the line, and hopefully we'll have something by Monday.
Because when you do return from the international break, another body, a player, potentially Kieran Lee, Sam Hutchinson, how come he didn't play today?
Sam tried training yesterday. His back is just niggling a little bit, so we just need to get him checked out by a specialist. Hopefully Kieran Lee will be back in training by the time we play our game again in 2 weeks' time. And same with Lewis Buxton. So if anything, Kieran obviously started the season, and so did Sam. But Lewis will look like a new signing, getting Lewis back as well, because you need as many players as possible. Because like I say, we're going to go into a batch of games again, where and Glenn Leuven's been suspended, so that allows an opportunity for somebody else to come in. So fingers crossed. Like I say, when we do get back, playing back in 2 weeks' time. Mm. We'll have the Lewises, we'll have the Sams, and we'll have the Kieran Lees as well.
In terms of perhaps potentially needing that other defender because of the suspension issue, is that maybe one for 7 days' time? That's not necessarily going to happen this weekend.
No, it might happen. It might happen. I'll just keep plugging away.